Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now I will turn the meeting over to your host, Markee Flannery. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me on the call today. Before I begin, I wanted to mention that I have not received any additional questions since this morning session, so I will repeat those questions, but if anyone has a question they'd like to ask, please feel free to do so. Yesterday, New York State reported a 1% COVID-19 positive test rate. After 38 straight days where the statewide COVID-19 positive test rate had been below 1%. At the same time, the state's number of total hospitalizations for COVID-19 has remained under 500. I'm very thankful to note that no VNSNY staff members have been diagnosed with COVID-19 over the past 2 weeks, and I want to thank all of you for doing your part to keep these numbers low. Schools across the tri-state area are now open, including New York City Public Schools, which began online classes today and will start in-person activities next Monday. All New York State schools are required to report any COVID-19 cases on a daily basis, and we will be watching carefully to see how that progresses. Indoor dining at New York City restaurants will also be allowed on a limited basis starting September 30th. So we're continuing to move back toward a more normal way of life. At the same time, as I remind everyone each week, we have to stay vigilant. While rates are low, COVID-19 has not gone away. So we all need to continue to concentrate on social distancing, washing our hands, and wearing face masks around others. I now want to add a fourth item to that list as well, which is to get your flu shot. I've spoken previously about how important it is this year for everyone to get vaccinated against the flu. As you've probably heard, we are targeting that all VNSNY staff get their flu shot by December 1st. For information on how to get your free flu shot, including vouchers for free shots at Walgreens, Duane Reade, or CVS, simply go to the intranet homepage and click on the Fight the Flu banner to get it. Partisan Care staff can access the same information on the Partisan Care resource page on Frontline. This week, I want to highlight an exceptional achievement by VNSNY Choice, and specifically its Choice Total plan. Choice Total is an integrated plan, meaning it combines Medicare and Medicaid benefits into a single package for people who are enrolled in both programs. Because it includes Medicare benefits, Choice Total gets evaluated each year by the federal Medicare program on a scale of 1 star to 5 stars, based on the plan's performance against almost 50 quality and customer satisfaction measures. This year, Choice Total scored its highest rating ever, receiving 4 stars from Medicare. This outstanding accomplishment reflects the superb quality of the Choice Total plan, as well as the great job everyone is doing at Choice Total and at VNSNY Choice as a whole. Not only is this 4-star rating going to help Choice Total grow its membership, but it also means Choice will receive a 5% financial bonus that can be used to enhance member benefits. Congratulations to everyone at Choice and Choice Total on this milestone achievement. Our provider services also continues to post strong census numbers. At the end of last week, VNSNY Home Care's patient census was once again increased, now at 8,422 patients. And VNSNY Care 360 Solutions census was 5,135, just short of its highest ever. Partners in Care, VNSNY Hospice, and Community Mental Health Services also continue to maintain strong volumes. So thank you to everyone on the provider side of our businesses for your great work. I also want to remind Partners in Care Home Health Aides on this call that you have until the end of this week to fill out the Home Health Aide survey about what it's been like working as an aide during the pandemic. If you complete it, you'll also qualify for a chance at a $25 gift card. 60 gift cards have been given out so far, but there are still 40 cards left. We've heard from hundreds of aides so far, and I want to thank each one of you for your valuable contribution to this research project. We'd love to hear from the rest of you as well. You should all have received an email reminder yesterday with the link that takes you right to the survey. So, if you can, please take a few minutes and fill it out. This Sunday marks the start of National Rehabilitation Awareness Week. So I'd like to extend my congratulations and thanks in advance to all of our rehab therapists and therapy assistants on this call for the amazing work that you do every day with our patients and clients. As part of next week's celebration, we'll be announcing our Rehab Therapists of the Year honoree. So stay tuned for that. Making these selections can't be easy, since every member of our therapy staff is so good at what they do. And I'm as interested as you are to find out who this year's winners are. Looking ahead a little further, Election Day is just now 7 weeks away. And this year, we're launching an initiative encouraging every VNSOI staff member to register to vote, if you haven't already, and also provide information on the different ways you can vote, including early voting. As part of this initiative, every staff member will be getting an email or text message with a link to VNSNY Votes, our own voter engagement site, where you can check whether you're registered. If you aren't, you'll be directed to your state's Board of Election site where you can complete your registration. You'll also be able to request an absentee ballot if you want, learn about early voting options, and get information on the candidates and the issues. The deadline for registering to vote in New York State is October 9th, which isn't that far away. So if you haven't registered to vote, I hope you will. Above all, we want to encourage everyone at VNSNY to vote and make your voice heard in this year's election on whichever candidates or issues you support. I also want to note that we still have spots open for our virtual professional development classes in September. In addition to our required Culture of Hospitality workshop, you can also take online courses in PowerPoint, Remote Excellence, Agility and Resilience, and Communicating Under Stress. These classes are designed for the challenges we're facing right now in this pandemic, and you can sign up for any of them by going to the VNSNY Learning Center. Finally, we have our usual two support calls for our home health aides this week, but I understand that there were connection problems with yesterday's call that many people couldn't get through due to an issue with Verizon. I apologize for that. I'm told that the issue's been fixed and there shouldn't be any problems with this Thursday's call, which takes place at 1 p.m. Our all-staff call will also take place on Thursday at 10:15 a.m. There is no call this week for staff recovering from COVID-19. The next call will be on Tuesday, September 22nd at 4:30 in the afternoon. So that's my update for today. I will now turn to questions that were sent to me by email. And whoever has something on, can you please silence your phone, please, because there's some static and noise in the call. Sorry, hope everyone can hear. So the first question, I work from home. Can I go to the VNSNY office in my borough for the flu shot? I feel it's a safer option than CVS, Walgreens, or Duane Reade. Michael, can you take this question, please?
Sure. Thank you, Marky. This is Michael Bernstein, Chief Administrative Officer, and one of my areas of oversight is facilities. So I can report that we have identified rooms in all of our regional offices and our 220 office in Manhattan for health services to administer flu shots. However, we haven't gotten the vaccines in-house yet. We're waiting for the FDA to release them to providers such as us in order to administer the flu shots. We hope to get the vaccines next week, and when we do have them, we will send out communications about the rooms, the locations, and the hours when they will be available. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. Marky mentioned on her September 8th call about the flu shots recommended for people over 65. I didn't want to wait for the vaccines to be available at 220, as I wanted to be protected as soon as possible. I took my flu shot at Walgreens Strain Reads. The pharmacist said it was recommended that I take this shot. However, the voucher does not cover the shot for people 65 and over. If I wanted the shot, I would have to go through my insurance. Would you look into the possibility of adding the 65 and over shot to the vouchers moving forward or for next year? Marion, would you like to address this question?
Yes, thank you, Marky. This is Marion Haas from Human Resources. We did look into the possibility of adding 65 and over to our pharmacy agreements for this year. Unfortunately, we're not able to do that this year, but we will do that. Look into doing that for next year. We did hear from one employee that she did go to CVS and got the 65 and over, so you may find a different experience at different pharmacies, but either way, it's best to get a shot, and if you have a question about which is most appropriate for you based on your age, you should consult your physician.
Thank you. Next question. This relates to payroll tax holiday. Please advise if the NSNY plans to participate in this program that was initiated September 1st as per the executive order by Donald Trump. I believe that employers do not have to inform employees before participating. The program reduces the Social Security payroll tax from September through December 2020. However, employees will then be responsible to make up that deferred payroll tax starting January 1st, which could greatly increase the amount of taxes deducted starting in January. If the NSNY plans to participate, please send out a corporate communication and allow employees the option to opt out. Marion, would you like to address this?
Yes, we did look into this executive order and we made the decision not to participate in this plan. We will be getting out an announcement to staff based upon the few questions that came in connection to this today, but VNS will not be participating in this plan, and you will continue to have your Social Security payroll tax deducted and paid as normal.
Thank you. Next question. Can HR just email the as an attachment the flu voucher, please? I can't open the link, and I'm getting anxious to get to CVS and get the flu shot. Thank you. Back to you, Marion.
Thank you. We can email some of the flu vouchers to staff. The CVS flu voucher does come directly from CVS, so when you click on that link, you will see a message that it will be emailed to you, but it is from CVS. It is not from VNSNY. If you have any problems or you need some guidance in accessing those vouchers online, please call Ask HR, our HR Connect, and they can go through it with you step by step. We've received a lot of feedback that, you know, some people, once they see where the link is and they have the right connection, can download it pretty easily. But we are there to support you and answer any questions. And for those folks who are on the Partners in Care who are on the phone call, please call the Partners Contact Center or the Partners HR Department, and they will assist you as well.
Thank you. Next question. It's been stated on multiple calls that accommodations would be taken into consideration for child care and our children returning to school in remote learning environments. I am part of a department that was required to come back to the office 3 days a week, and unfortunately, an accommodation request for one less day was denied. I just want to know how accommodations are being considered. So before I turn this back to Marion, I just wanted to clarify that, you know, when we said we will try to make accommodations, it's wherever possible. A lot of this depends on the role that you're in and the work that needs to be done and our ability to make sure that that work gets done. So whether you're a field staff member or you're in a support area where the work that you do requires that you be in the office, then our ability to offer an accommodation may be limited. So now I'll turn it over to Marion to see if there's anything she'd like to add on this.
I would just add what the process is for requesting an accommodation. There is an accommodation request available through Workday. It's the same place where you go in to submit your daily health screening if you're completing those forms, and you submit your request for a child care accommodation through the accommodations panel there. The request then comes to HR, and we work with your supervisor and your program head or department head to consider what the situation is and what the needs of the department or program are. All of the things that Marky just described in connection with whether we can grant you an accommodation or some accommodation can be made or some sort of flexibility can be made. Each request is looked at on a case-by-case basis with an HR rep and the department involvement. Hopefully that helps to explain the process we use for considering accommodations. Thank you.
Thank you. So next question, what are the options for an employee who is over 65 years old and loves her job, but is concerned about going back to the office and making home visits? So this is a challenge because we appreciate that you love your job, and I understand the concern that you may have, but if the role that you're in requires that you make home visits, it's very hard to make an accommodation that does not enable you to make home visits. So unless there's a different role that might be available for you as an employee, all I would say is that, you know, we do have plenty of PPE, and you're able to take advantage of that PPE to keep protected and safe. So Marion or Andrea, anything you'd like to add to this effect?
I would just add that as an individual, you might want to consult with your physician or your healthcare provider to talk about your specific situation and what the risks are that you face by making home visits with the proper PPE that is available to you. The situation for each individual, regardless of age or whatever personal risk factors you may have, something that has to be considered probably with the best information you can get from your physician or a healthcare provider.
Thank you. Next question, any update on when health services will have flu shots available for employees? So as mentioned earlier, we are hopeful that we will get them by next week, but we are waiting for the FDA to release them. We are ready, willing, and able to start administering flu shots once we've received the vaccine, and we will immediately share that information with everyone, letting them know the schedule for administration once the vaccines are received. Next question. When can we expect to get a voucher? I requested one last week. So, Marion, can you address this?
Yes. The vouchers that you would request would be coming from CVS, as I explained, and other vouchers can be downloaded directly through the link. This question actually came in earlier today, and we did follow up with the individual who asked it, and she was able to access the vouchers directly through the link with the help from HR Connect. So, as I said, please use that resource if you're having any issues with receiving the voucher. She had not actually requested a voucher from what we could when we contacted her. So please use those links, and they should work very well for everyone.
Thank you. Next. Good morning. This is not a question but a comment. I would like to thank the leadership for sending us the beautiful Heroes pin. This is such a beautiful pin and a very thoughtful and appreciative gesture that gives us added pride to be part of this wonderful organization. I will add this pin to my other collection of VNSNY pins. I feel like a soldier being honored. Thank you very much. I thank you for sharing your lovely thoughts and comments with us. It means a lot to hear the impact that the pin made on you. I know for me personally, the pin is very special and something I cherish, and I'm glad to hear that you and others feel the same way. Next, how do we respond to our hospice patients we will be able to administer flu shots to them at home. So I'm going to ask Andrea to take this question.
Thank you, Markey. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Andrea Castellanos. I'm the Chief of Provider Services. So we also have not yet received a flu vaccine for our patients. So as soon as we do, we will communicate with you and we will let you know what the process is in order to administer flu vaccines to your hospice patients. So we'll be in touch with you very soon about that. Thank you.
Thanks. Next, I did receive a senior flu shot at CVS using the VNSNY voucher. So as Marion indicated, we did have an employee who was able to get a senior flu shot with the voucher. So obviously each store is implementing their policies differently. Next, I have a congregate site which requires VNSNY nurses to have their weekly COVID testing, which is a requirement to enter these types of buildings. CityMD takes time to go for testing, and test results may take up to 5 days or more. Is the VNSNY 2220 East 42nd Street office having any plans to provide COVID rapid testing available for staff that requires weekly testing so we don't have to go to an outside clinic? Andrea, would you like to take this question, or Tony?
Yes. Markey, I'll take this question. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we are looking into collaborating with both the state and the federal government on different kinds of rapid testing that will be acceptable and available in New York State. We have not yet successfully coordinated that with either the state or the federal government or any private organization that's out there yet. We do understand that this is a burden on our staff that must get tested weekly. And we understand that the turnaround times for places like CityMD can be 5 to 7 days. Right now we are recommending, we know the turnaround time for Health and Hospitals Corporation sites, and they do have many sites. I think they have 60 or 70 sites. Both the wait times and the turnaround times appear to be 24 to 48 hours in those sites. So we continue to work on this to try to reduce the burden on our staff, and we'll continue to communicate with you about where we are when we have better solutions for our staff. Thank you, Markey.
Thank you. Next question. Have all the pins been sent out? Because I never received my pin. So I'm really sorry that this person did not receive their PIN. And so, Marion, what should people do if they have not received their PIN?
If they have not received their PIN, they should contact HR Connect or the partner's HR department, and we can make sure that one is sent to you directly.
Thank you. Next question, I'm going to ask Michael to take it, but he may want Tony to support him on this. So, patients inquiring why other CHAs are using temporal thermometer, they cost $15 to $20 each, and VNSNY is not. Went to the office to get COVID kit and was informed no gloves are being given with kits anymore. Why? Limited at thermometer covers given at a time is 20. This limited amount calls for frequent visits to the office, and field staffing is limited. Michael or Tony, can you take this?
Sure, this is Michael Bernstein. So with respect to gloves, and you may have heard in some of the other weekly conference calls, gloves themselves have become one of the PPE items that it's become more and more difficult to source. Gloves are not part of the COVID kit currently due to sizing. We want to make sure that we're distributing the right sizes. So, if you are a clinician and you request a specific size of the bag room, you'll be able to get gloves that fit you and gloves that are the right size. With regard to thermometers, we have 1,000 thermometers in stock, but they are not the temporal ones. We have disposable ones, and there was a decision made earlier on during this crisis time period to provide the disposable ones. That's where we are right now. Obviously, the temporal ones have their advantages, so do the disposable ones. So I hope that answers the question that was posed. Tony, I don't know if you want to add anything to what I said.
Thanks, Michael. This is Tony Dawson, Vice President for Quality and Customer Experience. We decided to stay with the disposable thermometers from an infection control perspective, and that was with the feedback loss from the clinical staff versus reusing a thermometer and then having to be able to be cleaning that between patients. So we're going to stay with the disposable thermometers for now. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you. Next question. I am an RN care manager who works with the Population Health Department office-based. However, I received the annual flu shot at CVS Pharmacy already. What else should I do at this point? So I'm glad you asked this question because so many people are getting their flu shots at Duane Reade or Walgreens or CVS or through their own physician. And please remember to submit the documentation, proof of vaccination to our health services. Marion, could you guide people on how to best do that so that we have a record that they have received their flu shot?
Absolutely. If you are a Partners in Care employee, you should mail it to the Partners in Care Health Services Department at 220 East 42nd Street or fax it to 212-290-3184. There's also an email address that I'm not going to read out because I don't know if anyone's copying these down, but the information I'm reading from is posted on the flu site, the flu banner that you click on both the VNSMY intranet or the Partners in Care frontline. You will have access to this information there. This is a very important final step to getting your flu shot. For VNSMY employees, the person who asked this question is included in that group. You can submit it via Ask HR on HR Connect or fax it to 212-290-4646 or email it to that same number at vnsmy.org. Again, check out the flu banner, the flu tile on the intranet or on the frontline page for partners, and you'll see the information that I just shared. Thanks again for this question.
Thank you. So that concludes the questions that we've received in advance, and we're actually also approaching the end of our time together. So again, I would like to thank everyone for joining the call today and for your continued engagement. Please continue to stay safe, and I look forward to having you join the call again next week. Thank you.